What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore, your co-host with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So Kathy has the voice for radio and the face for TV. How about that?
Oh, you're being so sweet today.
Valentine's Day is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah,
right?
He's laying it on today.
Yeah. So we end up, disaster averted sort of sorts. Like we had a snow, but it was not the ice storm that was predicted that would
what
be here.
What we anticipated, yeah.
I have a friend that lives over the mountain in Habersham County. And he showed me some pictures where they had an ice storm. And it was...
Such as got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, trees were down. He had no power. We had talked about, you know, trying to prepare for snow last show about how what we had done. You know, we had tried to have the generator ready to go. We had filled the bathtub up in case the power went off, because we had to have water for the splashing the toilets. Also... We had a gas grill ready to go. We had backup heat to go. We had a backup. Everything was ready to go. So even though we were prepared, we didn't have to worry about it because we did not lose power.
Right.
And we ended up having, I've not heard, I would have to think we probably have some claims. I've just not heard anything yet. I did call Service Masters yesterday and was told that they're having a lot of claims where people's water pipes have frozen. And it was, I needed to get a fan for a dehumidifier, and I was told that they were all in use. So that tells me that there was quite a bit of people out there that was needing the restoration services or whatever. So anyway, that was good news for us, but bad news for people in the surrounding areas, because they ended up having quite a bit of ice over the mountain.
Like we were talking about last week, is that you have to try to prepare for these things the best as you can to avoid exposure, and we tried our best to kind of that way, if things happen, we're prepared. And that's the biggest thing, is just preparing. Even like if you're in Florida, because a lot of people are listening and they're from Florida, you know, everyone prepares for a hurricane and they have supplies and all these different things. It's basically the same thing as up here. And I actually found this really funny reel, and it was about, you know, how the South handles storms, which I'm sure if people from up north are probably thinking, what in the world? Because what we do, like we buy milk and butter our bread, and there's different things that we do, and they probably don't understand why we do it the way we do it, but we don't have to deal with it very much. So it's not a normal thing for us, just like a hurricane isn't normal for, you know, even though you've lived in Florida all your life, you still can't prepare for some of the stuff. Sometimes you try your best.
You prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Exactly.
That video, did you put that on Facebook?
I did. Not on the...
Yeah, put it on the business one. It was funny.
It's funny. I think it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of gave a funny... It's a rap. It's doing a rap. And basically, it's about how, you know, we're not prepared.
And how we do things here in the South. So yeah. I thought it was funny.
So let's talk about, you know, we talked about, you know, the frozen water pipe is one of the largest claims mm-hmm. that the insurance carriers have nationally. Mm-hmm. Of course, it wouldn't have to worry about it in Florida, right?
In Florida, you have to worry about the iguanas now. So
we saw that. It's been so cold down there that the iguanas are actually falling out of the trees.
Like they go to, like, not to sleep, or they just kind of like can't handle it and they just fall, and they're all over the place in Florida.
I feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
But it was funny to me, well, not funny, but my daughter and I had been down to Boca with my sister, because she lives out on the east coast of Florida, and we went to lunch, and it wasn't cold when we were down there, and it was in December, but it wasn't really that cold. We were sitting outside eating lunch, and we had an episode where we were sitting there eating, and this iguana fell down onto this older lady and her friend that were sitting next to us that was not under an umbrella, and they were sitting underneath a palm tree, and it went down on this lady, and it scratched her face all up and went down in her lap and just running off into the bushes, and the lady didn't even know what it was. So my daughter was freaking out. She does not like iguanas, but it was pretty dramatic. They had to actually bring the paramedics in, and she had, you know, her face was gonna probably have some stitches and maybe even plastic surgery. It was pretty bad. But the lady had no idea it was iguana. And so now you're seeing it all over the place down there, that they're all over the ground and people are picking them up. And I think that's just something that was I wasn't aware of until we experienced that. And then I've been sending my daughter reels, which she, you know, she's just not like iguanas at all. So she's oh no, I've just seen that. But things like that happen.
So the restaurant, you know, would have had insurance for a guest, called medical payments coverage.
Right.
And so she would actually been able to.
And the lady was actually, we talked to her and befriended her. And she said she was from Highlands, North Carolina. Yeah. So that was really interesting that we had run into her down there. But
I mean, is it kind of like, what are the chances, getting struck by lightning or getting hit in the head with an iguana? What do you think?
I don't know. It's the lightning capital of the world down there. So, I mean, a lot of people get struck by lightning down there as well. So
back to insurance, you know, talk about the frozen water pipe, you know, that's sometimes it just can't be helped. You lose power, you don't have any way to heat your house, it freezes and then it expands, falls, and then you've got a big water problem on your hands.
Right.
That, as we referenced, that's going to be covered on your homeowner's policy, on your property policy. The only difference is if you voluntarily just fail to maintain the heat, like you just don't turn your heat on, then that could be excluded because that would be neglect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, somebody that has a power outage can't help it. And we play lots of claims every year on this. I read online that the insurance industry spends between $15 and $20 billion a year, that's with a B, for a frozen water pipe.
Right.
One thing you can do is, that we encourage, is to have a automatic water shutoff device.
Mm-hmm.
And one that we have, or one I've seen, is made by Moen, and it will monitor the water flow into your house. And if it just like detects that something's leaking, it will just automatically turn the water off. It's also a good measure to know where your water shutoff is for your house. Because if you have a water leak, you know, if you can't find it, this isn't any good.
A lot of people who buy a new home don't know even where their septic tank or the septic lines are. All these different things are really important. So you can determine where not to park or where to drive or also where to turn off the water, because that could be a huge issue in different places. So
it's not going to prevent having a problem, but at least it will, you know, reduce the amount of water going into your house.
Yeah.
And plus, some companies are actually, I know two of ours give, one of them gives like an 8% discount on your homeowner's policy.
Because
of the water shutoff. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing to have. I think another company, which is AutoWarners, I think gives a discount, but I don't think it's more like 3%.
Yeah, Cincinnati does the first one.
Cincinnati has the 8% discount.
Right, they like that you have, all companies are going to like that you have that installed and that's in your home, but they don't.
Well, I think it's good for yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
if,
yeah,
if you have, I mean, you talk about upending your life when you've got water in your house. I mean, forget the insurance, just the aggravation.
We've been there.
That you have to incur.
We've all had something,
And then you've got like, we're about mold forming and it's just, you know, a water claim is not fun.
Yeah. You have to remediate it properly.
It's kind of like a black mark on your record from an insurance perspective. When they see that there's been a house that's had a water claim, we've had situations where we've had the insurance company has said, we're not going to write it because there was a water loss.
Yeah.
And we've even had it where, like, it was in another state, like they had a water claim in Florida or somewhere else, Texas, and they come back and, oh, we had a water loss. Well,
it's not even at the same location.
We're not in the same location.
It's
why
same
are you
state.
Penalizing them?
And, yeah.
We've had that argument, which I think is kind of ridiculous. And, you know, if you're in Florida and some of those hurricanes have come through, everybody had a water loss. Mm-hmm.
When that happens, we have to go back and forth with the company underwriters, having, you know, a conversation regarding how to handle it. Because, I mean, can't be penalized if you bought a new house and you didn't even know when you bought the house that there was a water issue. That's not the current person's, you know, person owns that house. They didn't know that it's not their fault, but you know, for them to get penalized for that, that's not always good. So we have to have conversations, which are, you know, we do that on behalf of our customer because we represent them and we try to do the best thing we can do for them with the best, you know, coverage for the best price for them. But also we have to try to place them in the right company as well.
Well, that's one thing we do, that we have to be a good salesperson also to our insurance company to say, hey, we know this person and they're responsible and, yeah, they had a water claim, but it's been fixed and it's been remediated and won't happen again. There's things that we can help when it comes.
And we do tell them, like, if they we that's when sometimes they will require us to have the person have the automatic shut off installed at their house for them to write the policy.
Well, I mean, so on these bigger houses, mm-hmm. like, you know, over $1 million houses, it's
they
all
make you.
It's like you, mm-hmm. you have the water shelter box, or we're give you so many days, or if you don't have it installed, we're going to cancel your policy.
Right.
We've had that happen too. So they're pretty serious about it. And I can see why, when the insurance industry is losing, well, not really losing, but they're having claims of $15 to $20 billion a year for a frozen water pipe or water damage, that's significant. So, okay, so we're ready for a break. My name is Mark Moore. You're listening to Peace of Mind, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are in Georgia and 2 are in North Carolina. We have 3 locations called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Haysville, North Carolina. I would like you to check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And then you can also check out our other locations, which is located in Murphy, North Carolina, and that is Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located there in Murphy on the main drag at Highway 64, right past Arby's and So Good's Restaurant. Also, our last location, which is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, it's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance, and we're located between Hardee's and United Community Bank on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. So you can check us out there for all your insurance needs. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. But on our website, to go back to that, you can actually go in there and request a quote. Check out all these lovely podcasts that we do here, our radio shows. If you've missed one, you can check them out there as well. If you would like to join our team, you can go and fill out an application. We're always looking for good licensed individuals in insurance. So check us out on that.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Today we're talking about, just continuing from last week, you know, we had the snow mm-hmm. and how that affects insurance and whatnot. I want to derail just for a second. I want to back it just for 1 second. We had some exciting things happening in our community in Haysville. Our friend Braden Rumfelt mm-hmm. was on American Idol this week. Mm-hmm. So he's a fine young man. And I've known Braden since he was born, mm-hmm. and I just would encourage people to support him, because mm-hmm. he's been through so much in his life. He's had, there's times I've seen him mm-hmm. where he's walking around, and he's just had surgeries. He's on a walker, not really. Well, not, he's on the crutches. I meant to say not a walker,
but
he's not crutches.
Yeah,
you know, he's had a lot happen to him for a young man. You know, mm-hmm. and so I think it's really good when something good happens to somebody, and we're going to support him, and I hope the listeners will too, to check out American Idol and vote for Braden.
Monday nights at 8 on ABC
Braden
or on Hulu. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Kathy's a singer, but I'm not.
Yes.
So you going to sing a song for us, Kathy?
Not right now.
Okay. You don't want me to sing a song?
I don't have the song for insurance. Sorry.
Oh, that'd be great. You should have a jingle for us.
No, we should. We should. Yeah. We should work on that.
I cannot carry a tune in a bucket, and I know that. So that's a good thing. So it's supposed to make a joyful noise anyway.
That's right.
So getting back to insurance, and, you know, we're talking about ice and snow and how it affects our, you know, our business. Mm-hmm. I'd reference for the claim, or before the break, that the insurance industry spends between $15 billion and $20 billion with a B annually on water-related claims related to freezing pipes. And that is one of the most costliest ones that we see as well. The average, it says, you know, minimum $10,000 to $20,000. I mean, I've seen some ones that were probably $100,000. A gentleman went to Florida and put his heat on 40 or something, and mm-hmm. he went. I mean, you're going to have at least on, you know, 65 or something. But mm-hmm. I guess he thought the heat was left on, it wouldn't freeze. But I'm sure inside his house it was okay. But, you know, your water pipes are in your walls and just don't get warm enough to keep them from freezing. And that went through like 3 stories of floors, and it was furniture, and it would be something you would not want to come back from Florida in April and go into your house and there's water in the basement. You know, it's gone mm-hmm. through it. That's exactly what happens. It was a really, really large claim. It was happened up at on a golf course up at the ridges where it happened years ago. Mm-hmm. Another thing to think about is, and this is one of the things that just seems unfair, but I don't make the rules, and I can just tell you how it's going to work. If you get out with your vehicle and you slide on ice, which you would think that wouldn't be your fault because, you know, hey, I can't help it that there was black ice and now I've slid off the road and hit a tree. That is going to be considered a collision loss. Mm-hmm. It means the insurance.
That's expensive.
Yeah, the insurance coverage, industry considers that is your fault. Mm-hmm. Even though I can see how people would say, hey, it wasn't my fault, I hit ice. But they're going to look at it like, well, you just made a decision to get out and, you know, you knew it was icy conditions, you were driving, you were moving. That's going to be a collision loss. And that means that's the one that's going to raise your rates typically for 3 years.
And let's talk about that for just a brief moment. When you have an accident and the insurance carrier pays out money, they typically will increase your rate.
For collision loss.
For collision. Yep. So the thing people don't understand is those will stay on your record for at least three. I mean, they can look back for 5 years, the insurance carriers. They can only charge around the last 3 years for it. But you want to, of course, watch that because we want to make that, you know, when that comes off at your renewal, that's always helpful. But then you lose your claim-free discount. You also then have this on there, which is going to affect your rates. So that's another thing. So when we have type of situation where you don't really need to get out, probably not to get out unless you, you know it's safe. You can't control the situation sometimes, but and that's why they call it accidents. But that's something to consider as well.
And it does happen because of snow and ice. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that happens.
Or people hit deer too, but that's comp. So,
they don't consider that your fault. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. That's a big one we have.
You do have to actually hit the deer because if you don't hit the deer, it's considered a collision loss. And again, this is not Mark Moore or Kathy Moore come up with this.
We're not encouraging you to hit the deer, by the way.
Oh, I think it's nail it because no, if you don't nail the deer, you're going to be.
If you
swerve to miss the deer, it's collision loss, and you have to pay higher rates for 3 years. But if you hit the deer,
but you purposely don't want to go hit a deer, so I'm getting that. So I mean, if it's out of your control.
But they consider that not at fault because, you know, if a collision with a deer or animal is considered a comprehensive claim, which means typically most people have a lower deductible for that. And also it doesn't raise your rates because they consider that not at all at fault.
Right. So. And comp covers a lot more things, or they call it other than collision, but it does cover a lot more things than the regular collision does. Collision is going to be something you collide with. And of course, with your comprehensive coverage, it can cover fire, it can cause theft, it can, you know, cover windshield, you know, hail damage, hit a deer. That's the big thing for that.
Somebody steals your vehicle.
Yeah, I said theft, yeah.
So, oh, you say theft.
Yeah, fire, theft, yeah. Sometimes flood, too.
Well, flood is covered. Another thing that just kind of going right along with the, you know, the disaster of Helene, a lot of people, I would say, who knows how many, but I think it would be a lot of people did not have flood insurance.
Yeah.
So your house is flooded, your car is flooded, your house is not going to have any coverage unless you've bought a flood policy that ultimately goes back to a national flood insurance program. But your car, if it's flooded, if you have comprehensive insurance, then that is covered. So that's one difference between a homeowner's policy and a vehicle or a personal auto policy is the comprehensive policy or comprehensive coverage on a personal auto policy does cover flood, whereas a homeowner's policy or any property policy, all policies for most intents purchases do not cover flood. I have seen it covered on a mobile home sometimes, a different form sometimes, like an inland marine form, which does cover flood. But that's something to consider as well. Is it floodwaters, interior water pipe? Is different because that's considered a covered loss versus that's not considered a flood if your interior water pipes rupture versus water coming from outside. That has to be a flood.
Seepage something like that.
Yeah. So. Do we have ice scrapers left at the office, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do.
So if you want to come by, we'll give you an ice scraper. Mm-hmm. I've got several in my car. I had to use one this morning, actually. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a nice thing to have for our customers. And
we give them usually to our Florida customers because they've never even seen an ice scraper. So we had them with our logo on and all that. So we have them. So you come in and do policy with us and you're from Florida, of course, we do stuff like that too. Because I think it's just, it's helpful.
I heard an employee from Florida years ago and she was like late to work. I was like, what's going on? Well, I have ice on my windshield in the morning. And what are you doing? Well, I'm taking a
paper towel.
She's taking paper towels. And I was like, have you ever heard of an ice scraper? No. And so I got her ice scraper.
And that's when we decided to get those for
she was like
else.
Around Miami area. So yeah, she had never seen any snow.
And she was she was so nervous about being out. Like, she couldn't drive. She was really very, it's something that, a lot of people are nervous, and I get it. It is scary sometimes.
But you can't for Florida.
Yeah, but if you don't have to get out, don't get out.
Yeah. All righty. So we got through another snow. So we'll hopefully, I love snow, but hopefully we'll be able to have another one and not have any claims. So
that's right.
My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we are on WGBRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.